Now, we'll hear more from our news panel in a moment, but first, 3D printing is a technique that's dramatically reduced the cost of building complex plastic objects in recent years. Now, you may have heard that this week in the US, the first ever shot was fired from a gun that was built using 3D printing. Now, here's your quickfire science about the technology from Naked Scientists Elena Tay and Pete Skidmore.
3D printing involves building up an object by stacking up many layers of material rather than carving bits away from a solid block.
It means that you can make one-off personalised objects quickly and simply.
To print an object, a 3D image is first created using computer-aided design programmes.
The programme then creates digital slices of this 3D design, with each slice around 0.1 millimetres thick.
The printer then converts these digital slices into layers of a printed material, usually plastic, and builds successive layers on top of each other.
When plastic is used, it is fed into the printer as long, thin strings. It is then heated until it melts and can be printed as a liquid, much like using a hot glue gun to make patterns on a surface.
The maker of the gun printed each plastic component individually and then connected them together. The only metal component was a nail, used for the firing pin.
Critics are concerned about the production of the gun, as the digital design will be made freely available online.
Some British companies have also warned that the material has not been fully stress tested and could disintegrate on firing.
Other methods of 3D printing involve using a fine plastic powder, which is held together using an inkjet printed glue, or using a laser to melt metal powders together to build metallic objects.
It's not just small objects where 3D printing is becoming useful. It's a low-waste method of building structures, and some people are even starting to think about printing houses.
I'd print myself a new overdraft.
At the moment, I'd print myself a new car because mine's in the garage. That was Pete Skidmore and Elena Tay.